Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. And this is your host, Allison, and I'm always delighted when you decide to join me, and I'm really happy to have you here. And I have a wonderful and very charming guest this evening, clairvoyant psychic medium, Carol Tolan. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. Carol has been a clairvoyant psychic and medium for the past 30 years. This Philadelphia native has been a psychic staple in the Philadelphia and New Jersey area. She's done readings worldwide. She's been profiled on TV with the A&E Network. She has been on numerous radio shows, and mine included now, in the Delaware Valley. There are dozens of newspaper and magazine articles written about Carol's psychic ability. She offers a wide variety of readings and services, TV and radio appearances, lectures, workshops, past life regressions, chakra balancing, meditation classes, business consulting, lifestyle coaching, and, of course, group readings. She's able to give, I love this about you, telephone and video conference readings worldwide. And she gives personal readings in the Philadelphia and New Jersey area. And she even does pet readings, so she's a girl after my own heart. And I'm so happy to have her here, and it's time to bring her on in and welcome her to the show. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Allison. Oh, my gosh, it's so terrific to be here with you. I love it.
I love it, too. And I'm so excited because you and I are going to be working together pretty soon on the Psychics at Sea cruise on Labor Day weekend. Are you looking forward to it?
I am so looking forward to it. I just think it's one of the best things, you know, that could ever happen. And I'm going to be giving not only readings, but also a workshop, and it's called Easy Does It. Now, people say, what does Easy Does It mean? That has to do with how to meditate, bring back your energies to your center, how to feel terrific, how to protect yourself every day, and all the things that I have so many people ask me all the time, how do you do this? How do you do that? Mm-hmm. And I said, wait a minute, I'm going to come up with an easy way to tell everybody. And that's what I'm about. Fun, warmth, humor, and easy.
You are. You're very easy to talk to. And,
thank you.
I think you've got a really delightful and very warm personality, and I myself am, you know, I might just drop in on your workshop. That sounds like a, you know, something that I might be interested in. I'm going to be doing numerology workshops, so, you know, it's a little bit, I wish I could say that numerology was easy, but it can be complicated, but, you know, whatever, and I hope we're not going to be too busy with readings. I hope we get to hit the casino.
All I know is I'm going to be in your workshop, too.
Oh, you are. Okay. Oh, no pressure there.
Definitely.
No pressure there.
I'm not good with numbers, but I know you're phenomenal.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you to say. Let's talk about you, though. And,
okay.
When exactly, you know, you've been practicing for 30 years, and, of course, you look like you're 30 years old. So anyhow, when exactly?
It's good genes.
Good genes. When did you realize that when did you start to have psychic experiences?
When I was 7 years old, I would see something happen in my third eye, psychic eye, and it would happen. And I thought, oh, no, something's wrong with me. I must be evil. I saw a black and white doll get hit by a red truck, and within 2 weeks, that's exactly what happened, and it was a friend's dog.
Oh,
I thought I killed the dog. It must be me.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it was all about.
Yeah. Wow, so it started really early.
Very early. And it continued, and I would see what I know now were spirits. I would see faces coming to me, and I'd hear mumbling. So It was so difficult to grow up under those circumstances. One of the things that I do is talk to all the children, because we know all the children have an incredible amount of intuition.
Sure.
And I let them know that it's okay and that it's normal and that all those friends that they have that are invisible, maybe some of them are spirits.
I was just talking to a girl this afternoon doing a reading, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind my sharing, but I was telling her that there was an incredible amount of psychic energy in her char, and I asked her about her experiences, and she said that her mother's favorite story was when she would open the door and find this child when she was like about three, and she would be in talking to all these cats. She had a whole room full of cats that had names, and there were fairies and other things in there, but there wasn't anybody in the room. And, you know, I was kind of laughing about that because it is normal for children to, you know, have these spiritual experiences or see visions or even see, you know, little, you know, angels and whatnot. So, but, you know, when you were growing up, I don't think that there was as much information or acceptance or even people talked about it. I mean, was your family accepting?
I don't think I shared it because I was so frightened that I could have, and I know you can't see me out there, but I'm doing quotes. I thought it was my power or my being that was making everything happen. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, for several years, I would see only the negative. Uh-huh. I saw when a minute before Secretariat got hurt, I saw it happen, so I thought maybe I killed the horse. I know it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. Eventually, it just, you know, changed. People would say to me, "You know what's going to happen? Why don't you tell me?" Three of my girlfriends from high school were talking to me, and they said, "Give us some advice. You know what's going to happen." And I went, "You know what? You want advice from me? Pay me." In unison, Allison, I'm telling you, in unison, they said, "How much and what took you so long?" And at that particular moment, I actually had an out-of-body experience, and I could see all the negativity and fear that I had carried for so long just dissipate. And I owned, "You know what, girls? I have a gift." And they applauded.
Oh, well, that's I could understand that moment when you feel, you understand, you realize, you know, that what you have is a tool, it's a gift, or whatever you want to call it, and owning that is really, and believing it. You know, so many people don't accept it. You know, myself, even to this day, I know I'm psychic. I understand that.
Right.
But even I was cleaning, I know this is somewhat of a bizarre story, but I had this great big, huge, beautiful glass thing, and what I had arranged in it was a bunch of crystals and stones, and then sitting on top of that, I had this lovely little bamboo plant thing. And so I realized it was all dusty, and I thought, "Oh, well, I'm just going to wash that out." So I go to the kitchen sink, I scrub it all up, it's beautiful, it's shiny, it's sparkly, and I'm starting to put the rocks back in it, and I hear a voice that says, "You're going to break the glass." And I was like, la, 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 putting the rocks in, and then I broke the glass. And I'm like, I hate it when I don't listen to myself. I really hate it.
I know. Don't we all tell everybody, make sure you listen to your intuition?
Right.
It knows.
Right.
It knows.
I know, but even when you... You know, even when you're around it, you just, you know, sometimes it's like you miss that beat. You miss that trick where you heard it, you should have known better, you do it anyhow, and then,
that's
love, boy.
True. That is so true. I have, if I may say, 5 grandchildren, 2 of whom have what I call the gift. One was on my television show that I had for 2 years out of Atlantic City. And he was doing readings at 5 years old.
Oh my goodness!
On the money.
Oh, interesting. I have a.
I love it.
I have a grandson that is pretty much displaying clairvoyance. He sees spirit, and he
wonderful.
It's just starting with him. He couldn't speak, and so it was pretty scary for him. And then when he finally found the words, I was amazed at how he expressed himself. how he described seeing eyes, and he didn't like the eyes, and so he related it to a cartoon, and it was Thomas the Train, and there was two characters on there, and he called it Choo-Choo Train Eyes.
Wow.
And then one time he crawled right out of his high chair, he was looking into the living room, and he's saying, my daughter's going, what is it, Aiden, what is it? And he said, ghost mama. Now, he had never uttered that word. No one had ever uttered that word, but he was obviously hearing someone say, well, tell her I'm a ghost. And he even walked up to nothing in the living room one day, because he's a very polite boy. He's been raised beautifully. He walked up to nothing. He smiled. He said, hi, I'm Aiden. He was introducing himself to the ghost.
That's right.
You know, having witnessed this with my own grandchildren, how when they're so connected to spirit when they first come here, and how you want to just not discourage that and be accepting of that and be supportive of that and do whatever you need to do to not shut it off or make them hide it or whatever, you know, that what we used to do, you know, I think really probably the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, I mean, really, it's not until just recently that there's a plethora of information on psychics and mediums and development, and it's almost something that's embraced as opposed to something that's shunned. You know what I'm saying?
It's absolutely wonderful. My 8-year-old Shauna says to me, I'm so glad I can talk to you about the spirits that I see, because nobody's going to believe me, but I know you understand.
Yeah.
That it means everything to me, because this is what I'm trying to get out to the parents. Just believe it, at least for them, because they see it, feel it, taste it, and smell it. Mm.
And what would be your advice, okay, as long as we're on the subject of children and you're showing some passion about, you know, an understanding, compassion for these children, what would be your advice if there was a parent out there that's listening tonight and their child has said things or done things that would indicate that maybe they're seeing spirits or whatever? What would be your advice as to how that parent should handle that situation?
My particular way I would suggest is to actually ask the child in a way that's playful. Hey, Johnny, what's that you're talking to? Or tell me about it. I'd like to get involved. And let the child believe that you're happy and interested in whatever is going through. And just ask questions in a light way.
Mm-hmm. Don't show any fear.
Don't show fear. Don't show, oh, please, what are you talking about? That's what I got. So just don't do that at all. Make it, okay, oh, I'm glad you're enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a thing.
Well, sometimes children are afraid. I know that myself, and this is one of my big things as a child, I came from a family of 6 children, and you did not go running into mommy and daddy's room because you thought that there was something in your room.
Right.
It just was not allowed. We was rather disciplined home. And I can't even, I lived at a house, and I have since done research on numbers. I've actually done research on numbers that, you know, because numbers, it's a law of attraction. It draws energy to itself. So numbers of certain houses actually can be haunted. And given what I know about where I lived, it would have been a haunted house by the number. And all I can tell you is God, how many times I was woke up in the middle of the night, I could feel it. I chills, energy coming in. I knew that there was something in the room, but I couldn't do any. I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. I didn't know what it wanted. It just spooked me half to death, and it even made me afraid of the night. I was afraid of dark for almost a great deal of my life because of all this activity that was going on. And, you know, there was no discussion whatsoever. None.
None. You held it all in, I'm sure.
Well, it was difficult, and for me, I think I can remember as an adult walking by, and I remember I saw James von Prague on TV, and I was dusting, I was doing something, and all of a sudden I just sat down and I looked at him, and I was listening to him, and I was like, oh my gosh. And so there's been moments and times where, you know, it's like you get tapped on your shoulder and given that information that you need in order to, let's, you know, understand what's going on. But listen, Carol, I know I heard a beep, so I think we've got a caller. So we're going to put this we're going to put the conversation on hold, and we're going to take the caller. So let me just check and see who's calling, please. Hello?
Hello?
Is anybody there?
Yeah, this is Gail.
Hi, Gail. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, Gail.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Great.
Do you have a question for Carol, a specific question, or do you want her to just do a, see what she gets from you generally, or what?
Well, generally would be wonderful.
Okay, Carol, you're on.
Okay. Gail, I would like to tell you that you don't have to do it all. Does that make any sense for you?
No, because I'm not doing anything right now. I'm waiting on fall semester to start.
When you're working with your school, do you feel like you've got to do it all? You can't miss a beat. You can't miss anything. It has to be the best. You have to get it so that it will be okay for everybody else to feel. That's my point.
Okay. Well, I'm a loner, so I don't have anybody to appease besides myself.
How about teachers? How about friends?
I don't have any friends. I'm very different. I'm like it's just me and my mirror.
Yeah,
usually I'm just doing my.
You and your is your mirror telling you that you're enough?
My who?
Mirror.
My.
Telling you that you're enough as is.
Yes.
Are you listening to it?
Oh yes, I believe it full-heartedly.
Okay. My belief, what I'm seeing, you know, psychically, what I'm sensing, is you need a little bit of work on actually owning the fact that it's enough, whatever it is with you. It's enough. You don't have to prove a thing to anyone, Gail. Remember that.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything I should look forward to for the fall semester? Because I'm not working, so, I mean, I'm not, like, you know, I don't have a career, but I have I'm a broadcast communications major, and I just wanted to know where that would lead me for, because I'm starting that path in the fall semester, and I just wanted to know where that would lead me.
I don't think there's anything that you cannot do that you choose to do, because you wouldn't even think of not having it, you know, the best. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And in order for you to get that so that you feel peaceful inside and comfortable inside, you're going to have to own the fact that you're enough. I know I'm reiterating, but psychically it won't go away. And anytime something comes to me that wants me to really hear it and relay it to the client, it always comes in either glitter or neon, because that's my thing. I hear things when they're shiny and they're glowing, and it keeps saying, enough, she's enough, okay?
Maybe a little perfectionist.
I'm sorry, Allison?
Maybe a little bit of a perfectionist?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I guess you know how when you look outside for validation, you don't get it, so you have to get validation from yourself. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you're talking about, because
exactly.
If I look for validation, yeah?
You're enough. You're enough. Just keep,
okay.
You know what? Actually, write that down and put it on your mirror. Put it on that mirror that you look at. I love being enough. And
okay.
You know what, if you want, you could put a little, do it with a neon pen.
Carol, you and your sparkly things.
Sparkle.
Okay.
Sparkle.
So I guess that's your message tonight.
Yes.
Because I sense that you're a little bit of a perfectionist, and I think that sometimes when we want to do something, and we have to have it done perfectly, and we tend to throw away things or not value things when actually, in comparison to someone else's effort, it's really a grand effort. And I think that we just push and push and push ourselves sometimes just for everything to be just so, just exactly right, just everything in order, everything perfect. And consequently, you set the bar so incredibly high that you're actually throwing away a lot of really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so with what I'm feeling with her is perfectionism is what I'm feeling, but that's just me. And I think that goes along with what you're saying. What you do and who you are is enough.
Enough,
so that's the message tonight, gal.
Got it?
Well, yes, thank you both. And
thank you, Allison,
for your newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for calling. All right. Thanks,
no problem. Y'all have a great night.
You too, sweetie. Okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I was definitely, you and your sparkly things, that cracks me up because, you know, we had a little discussion about your numbers and I'm going to do your chart. We got to find time.
Discussion about my numbers?
Well, you do have the numbers of a natural born medium, but you have, like, there's an avatar number that's in your chart, which is a 33. It's very unusual, especially for somebody born when you were born. And, you know, and it's double three energy. You have three energy elsewhere. That is the number of the medium. But it's also, I always say to people that got three energy, they get distracted by sparkly things. And so when you talk about, I see things in neon, I see it in glitter, and da, 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 I'm laughing because I'm like, that is how I describe someone with three energy, that they get distracted by. It's like I have double threes in my chart, so sometimes it's like I'm in the middle of doing something, and then I don't know, I just get distracted by something stupid, and then next thing you know, I'm like, oh, I didn't finish that, you know?
We never will.
Okay, we have another caller, Carol, so what
okay.
I'm going to do is I'm going to take our caller. Who's calling in?
Hello, how are
Hi
you
there.
This evening?
Very well, who's
Hello?
This?
Hello.
My name is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you both this evening?
Excellent.
Do you have a question
for Carol?
I'm
very, very grateful for you taking my call.
Well.
I'm calling from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Well, hello.
We'll be headed up that way, yes?
We're coming up to your town.
Great.
You have been here?
No, actually, when we... We're going up to New Brunswick, aren't we?
To do our cruise, our psychic cruise.
Yeah. So we'll be up in your
neck of woods. You're coming to New Brunswick soon, or is it...
In September.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I would love to know more about that.
Okay.
All right. Well, you can send us an email. You can find my email on my website there on BBS, the pages on BBS Radio, and send me an email. But we don't want to take up time.
Thank you, Allison. I really appreciate you sharing that with me.
Okay. But we don't want to take up time talking about that. Do you have a question or something for Carol?
Well, is she picking anything up or could I? I was just wondering if you're receiving any energy from me or if there's anything you want to share with me.
I'll tell you what's coming up for me, Jeanette. Did you just lose something, someone?
No, I didn't.
Something has definitely left you. Is it an attitude? Is it a sense of fear that you had? Something that you just let go, gave up?
Possibly.
I believe so. That's what's coming through to me because as I'm, you know, speaking with you, I'm actually seeing like a wave going back into the ocean, and that's just a metaphor for me to know that it's not needed anymore. It's gone. Is it a fear or was it a pain? I don't mean a physical pain. I mean an emotional pain.
Yes, I think it. You're perhaps picking up some grief or
Fine.
Fear of the past, something that I was holding on emotionally.
Yes, yes. It's gone. It's done. It's over. You should pat yourself on the back, Jeanette. You did a great job in healing that aspect for yourself.
I was just wondering if I could kindly, quickly ask a question. If you see anything pertaining to my work in the future. I've just had a very a change of job, and I know what I really want to do, but I'm wondering if you're picking up anything.
I'll tell you what I'm picking up. Are you doing any type of teaching?
No, but this is what I would like to do.
Okay. This is where you need to be headed in order to, let's see, in order to feed your soul, you need to teach, and it doesn't matter what you teach. Did you feel like you were born to teach?
Yes, I certainly do.
I believe so. And whatever you pick to teach will be wonderful. Go for it.
Thank you. It'll be wonderful.
It'll soothe and feed your soul. Your soul seems to be hungry. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. I have some crazy ways of saying
that.
Thank you very much for that.
Oh,
my pleasure. I'm so happy that you have a confirmation for yourself to know that exactly what you're sensing and believing about yourself is correct.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you. Wonderful. And I appreciate getting through and sharing with both of you, and thank you, Allison, so much.
You're welcome, honey.
All right, good luck, and thanks for calling in. I will go on the web. And look into September. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
And you have a wonderful evening. God bless.
Thank you, honey. All right. Thank you. All righty, then. Listen, Carol, I want to ask you, because I saw, as I said, I saw that you do pet readings.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I just want to know, how does a pet communicate?
The same way a spirit, the same way you would communicate. I just see it, feel it. And I know I'd hear it. I literally hear the pet talk.
Okay. Now, is that pet crossed over pets, or is it, could it be a live pet?
All of the above.
Oh. Well, okay. All right. Wait, here. Beep. Who's calling, please? Allison. What's your question for Carol? What is up with my pepper? Because my pepper doesn't like people at all, and I don't know how to fix it with her. So if you got any advice for my little pepper girl, I would appreciate it.
Is it a cat or a dog?
She's a girl. She's a dog.
Does she think she's a cat? Does she act like cats act?
You know, she literally, we kind of laugh and call her a stuffed animal because she doesn't do dog stuff at all.
She doesn't do dog stuff. Okay. Let's see. You know how cats are... Oh, I had a cat for 8 years, so anybody out there, please, don't shoot the messenger. You know how cats can be a little snobby sometimes? Some cats can be snobby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and aloof.
Yes.
Okay. This is what I sense with your pepper.
Oh, yeah.
She's a little stuck up.
Yeah.
And she likes it, by the way.
Oh, she likes being stuck up?
She likes being the prima donna. She likes being, this is me, Miss Pepper. Don't bother me now. I'm busy. You know, that's what she's showing me. It's almost like she's an actress that thinks that she owns the show.
Okay. And she acts like she's frightened of people, though.
She's angry. It's a don't get into my space.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, don't get into my space.
That makes an incredible amount of sense because
she's an actress.
Is she really?
Yeah,
poor girl.
Yeah,
you're an actress. Okay, all right. Well,
she knows what she's doing.
Because I always I always when anybody says, well, what kind of dogs do you have? And I go, well, I got Pepper. And they say, well, what's she like? And I go, she needs therapy. Right. I mean, I don't know. She's dysfunctional. I don't know what else to say. I adopted her from a hound, from a pound. And I'm like, ever since I brought her home, I'm like, I don't know what to do with you.
Okay. This is interesting that you said that, because what I just sensed her trying to let me know is this is her survival mechanism. She learned to be snobby for survival, and it's who she is now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All righty. Well, okay, Princess Pepper.
Oh, my gosh. Right. That's the funniest one.
Well, I love it. Well, thank you, Carol, for humoring me.
Absolutely.
And I'm not 100% certain, but I think just before I butt in skied with my own question, I might have heard a beep. So do we have anybody online, anybody waiting to ask Carol a question?
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. And do you have a question
for
Carol?
Either one of you. I don't, you know, I have no preference.
Okay.
Could you kind of give me some insight into the next year?
For you or in general?
For me.
For you. Sue. Okay.
Sue, just real quick, just give me your month and day of birth.
3/29/41.
Okay. You go ahead, Carol.
Okay. I'm going to say something very funny, and if I'm off, just let me know. But did you just change the color of your hair? Are you thinking of doing that?
No.
Did anyone mention it to you?
Well, I've had this problem. I have white hair.
Okay.
And it would turn yellow.
Okay.
Well, my beautician, you know, says white hair
yes.
either turns blue or yellow or...
Correct.
And so, I mean, if that's...
You're going to change the color of your hair.
No. No, I got this special shampoo, which takes all the yellow out.
Okay, you changed the color of your hair.
Okay.
But it was so vibrant coming through that I had to just put it out first.
Okay.
Okay. Are you retired?
Yes.
Okay, your next year. Are you moving?
Not that I know of.
Changing residences, changing someone moving in with you, something that has to do with different than how you're living now.
No.
Okay. Where'd that come from? Does somebody want you to move with them or to another state?
No.
Then I have to admit that I don't know where that's going. I know it means something, but I have to admit I don't know where that's going.
Well, if it's in the future, it could be a possibility that there is a move in the future, couldn't it, Carol?
For me, yes, I see it.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking. Is there any reason that you would move from where you are?
Not that I know of. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing in the present right now.
Okay. My belief, do you live alone?
No, I live with my husband.
Okay. My belief is that you guys will be moving away from where you are.
Okay.
And
to another state or in the same city? Or can't you tell?
I personally see a different, not too far from where you live, but a different place.
Okay.
And if it sounds so, you know, off to you, it won't go away. And when something doesn't go away for me, I know that it's usually a given. So that's what I'm seeing, and if it means within the next year and a half, 2 years, it will happen, and it's a good thing. That's what I want you to know. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yeah, yeah. I had to let you know that.
Okay,
okay, Allison.
And I'm just really quick going to just chirp in here and just say that this year, at least for the rest of this year, you know, energetically, you might feel as though, you know, you're just not at the top of your game. You feel as though you're doing some recouping or you're feeling as though you're somewhat drained. And this year, you want to just really honor the fact that rest is important, proper nutrition, and honor the fact that when you're tired, take a nap or go to sleep and get outside as much as possible to gather energy from the outside, the universe. You know, whether it's just, you know, watering flowers or going for short walks or whatever, but the sunshine and the outdoors and even swimming in water would be very beneficial for you in this particular year. As you move through the rest of this year, if you want to, you'll find that maybe you're a little bit more open to, like, maybe reading some books or maybe, or at least, you know, put some of that on tap. you know, go to Barnes & Noble and see what kind of books are interest you. This is really a year of soul growth for you, but it's also a year for, you know, receiving information. And it's a year of taking, honoring this peaceful, quieter time that this year brings. You may not necessarily feel as social as you have in the past. You may feel as though you like to spend a little bit more time alone. Your relationships might be a little bit more strained because you're thinking about things or overthinking things maybe a little bit. But that's what this year is all about. It's kind of a little bit more of a soul journey. Now, next year, I see for you, I know that you're retired, but for whatever reasons, there seems to be money that is around you for next year. And so somehow, some way, there's going to be some rewards coming to you financially, and it should be a fairly good year. And your strength and your energy shall return probably after January of next year. You're going to be feeling much more vibrant. So that's what I would tell you.
Okay. And may I ask you a question, Sue?
Sure.
Is it you or your husband that has the foot problem?
My husband.
And can I ask what it is?
They just itch and they ache.
Okay. Has he gone to the doctor and checked it out?
At one time he did. And
time to do it again. Okay?
Okay.
Got to pass that on to him. Thanks.
He just had a knee replacement, so...
Okay.
I wonder.
No. This is about foot.
Okay.
Feet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tell him to have it looked at.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you both very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
All right. Have a great night. Okay.
Bye bye.
Carol, I wanted to ask you. Obviously, for people, you can see down the road for them. But do you ever see down the road for, like, you know, what this year might hold universally or for the world or for this country or events coming? I mean, do you ever do predictions beyond just on a personal level?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately for me, my friends and relatives never believe me, and it always comes to be.
Okay, so let me ask you, because, you know, I'm very interested and what you see for the rest of 2009, maybe into the next couple of years. I mean, what are you feeling?
What I'm feeling and what I've felt for quite some time is little by little, everyone is going to be different, changing the way they think, changing the way they live, changing their, not beliefs, but opening themselves up to new beliefs. Everything is moving to a different place. It's almost as if it's going backwards. Backwards to easy. I'll do well there.
You'll do good.
Yeah. Backwards to a kinder, more gentler way of being. And the people that don't jump onto this bandwagon, they're going to be lonely and loners, and most of them will eventually have to give in. And I would say within the next 5 years, what you see and what you recognize now in the way people even speak with one another is going to change drastically.
And you know,
will it affect the politics and things like that? Absolutely. It's already in the process. In the process. And of course, you're never going to have 100% of anything. But there's going to be a big percentage of a new way of thinking.
I absolutely concur with that just based upon the numbers. Absolutely. I'm on
terrific.
Board with you. Absolutely. But great. I know that I heard a beep, so we're going to go to our caller. We're
good.
Busy tonight. So I know somebody called in, so who's there?
This is Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you
Hi,
so
Madeline.
Much for taking my call.
You're welcome, honey. Do you have a question for Carol, or do you want to just tell you what she gets for you?
Well, my question is actually wanting to change my financial status. And I'm having some worries about being able to keep the house. And to change, I know I want to do something to change the financial status, and I'm looking into kind of line of work I would thrive in.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Kind of life what? Could you repeat what you just said?
Yes, I'm wanting to know what line of work would I thrive in to change my financial status. I would like to keep the house. Right now I'm kind of worried that we won't be able to keep the house.
Have you refinanced? Are you in the process of thinking about refinancing?
Yes.
And? Did you?
No, not yet. I've been sending them papers on papers, and it's been going on months and months now, and I can never get an answer from them, and all they do is keep asking me for more papers.
Okay, it's time to change whomever you were dealing with.
Okay.
Okay, absolutely. Time to change, and you will refinance. I'm going to tell you that. But I would change whoever it is. Do you... I have two things that come up around you. Do you like to sell things?
No, not particularly.
Okay. Did somebody offer you another job to sell things? Organize it?
The only thing I can think of that I've been offered was last year my sister wanted me to get into a multi-level marketing with Arbonne.
Okay.
And that's selling.
Okay. That's not what I would suggest. That's not where I see you. I see you out in the open with people. It could be organizing something. It could be taking people's names and numbers for someone else. It's like selling a part of you that you've put in and shut the door. Does that make sense to you, Madeline? That you've shut the door?
Shut the door.
On a really big part of you that needs to come back out again?
Yeah, when I lived in Southern Illinois, a big part of me shut down because of the area and the family I was close to. And I've been working on being more out in the open, yes.
Good.
And
great. That
makes sense.
Yes, yes. What I see is don't worry about the house. You've got to switch whomever you're working with. You will refinance. That will take a lot of burden off for you. And I see you selling. I don't care if you start with anything in a store, in a mall, or anything. You need to start touching on that part of who I see you are, and that'll just snowball into another thing and another thing. Okay.
Okay.
Terrific.
Okay, Madeline.
Good.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Oh, you're so welcome. Awesome. I see a smile.
All right, honey.
All
right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Well,
now... It makes me feel so good when somebody who doesn't know you, you say, you know, I could see that it's shut down, and if she can know that it's okay to bring it out, wow. Who doesn't want to make someone happy, you know?
Right. Well, you know, you're doing, to me, it's like there's a lot of, like, deep soul, like you're connecting to some emotional layers in people.
Absolutely.
Is what I kind of see what you're doing is you're finding perhaps an emotional challenge that a person may have and kind of, you know, and oftentimes we don't want to admit that we've got that problem. We don't want to go there. We don't want, you know, and so, you know, I'm just sitting here listening. Of course, I've never heard you read before, so I'm just kind of sitting here as a quiet observer, but you're connecting to emotions and trying to heal emotions is what I'm seeing you do.
Absolutely. That is part of one of the things that I do. And I figured on the radio, I better get there fast because I don't have that whole hour to speak with the
Right. It's
client.
It's really,
yeah.
It's really, people don't realize that. And I know that we have a caller, and caller, I'm going to get to you. But people don't realize that when you're on the radio and all you've got is a person's voice and you've got to make a connection to that voice, and then you have to take a lot of information and boil it down to something very significant to give to them. It's not an easy thing to do. It's a very difficult thing to do in 5 minutes, give them a piece of information that's meaningful. And, you know, I admire anyone that's brave enough to come out of the show and say, yeah, I'll do 5-minute readings.
Thank you.
I think that's pretty darn brave. I was on
Thank
a radio
you.
Show on Sunday, and I was kind of like, I wanted to throttle my host, God bless her little buttons, but she put me on for 2 straight hours of readings. Two straight hours. I was fried when I was done. I was absolutely fried.
Oh.
And it's not easy to, you only got 5 minutes with a person, and you're trying to give them that information, and you're trying to sort it out and give them what they most need. But what I see with you, and I really believe that this connects to your numbers, you connect to the heart. You connect to the emotions. And I kind of seeing that more and more with you. But let me take my caller. So
okay.
Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
Somebody? Hi there, honey. Who's calling?
Okay. Hi, Allison. It's Lexi, and I didn't get a chance to finish my question last week.
All right, Lexi.
Hello.
All right.
Yes,
well, now
I want to know, I have two questions. I want to know, I have a house that I'm trying to sell. Is this house going to sell? And as always, when am I going to get a job?
Okay. Hi, Lexi. This is Carol.
Hi.
Do you have a 4 in your address?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what's blocking the sale, but it's blocked. That's the only thing I can say to you. Do you have to do something with the house or change something that you haven't changed?
You know what? I take that back. There is not a 4. It's 5670. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you know where you're moving to?
I've already moved. I just living in a different state, and I want to know if the house is going to sell.
Is there a 4 in the other place?
No.
Okay. Then it should have sold. I don't know why it didn't. What is the block? There's a block. That's all I can tell you. Something has to be changed.
Okay.
Something has to be changed. Maybe...
Renovations? Renovations?
When you walk in the house that you are choosing to sell, what is the first thing you walk into?
A foyer.
Okay. Feng shui
it's
your
a
foyer.
Open house, a foyer, and then you'd look and you can see a huge living room.
Have
kitchen,
somebody.
All of that.
Lexi, have somebody feng shui your foyer. It's like the block starts as soon as you walk in. So
okay.
There may be something that's just saying, never mind.
Lexi, what's the number of the house that you're trying to sell?
5670. 5670.
Okay. Well, I would say that, did you experience, I'm going to say this just really nice, but did you experience any paranormal activity or any strange things like that there?
No, I haven't.
Well, this house probably would sell better to someone that maybe an international couple or somebody that isn't from this country. And I feel that there would be appeal in that fashion. Also, someone who maybe has some religious ties, a pastor or something along those lines, or someone that does international business. And so that may be your key client of someone that this house is going to appeal to. It should have universal appeal. So I agree with Carol that perhaps there's a blockage and maybe it's the energy flow because I'm getting energy with the house as well. So again, your target client may be someone international or somebody, as I said, religious or something like that. But I just feel that there may be something energetically that's going on there. So I kind of agree with her.
Yep.
Now, your other question was about a job. Do you see you getting a job?
I have been applying for it very diligently and being very patient.
I'm gonna put something out that's coming up. That's how I do it. I just say what's coming up. Do you really want to work?
Yes.
Well, are you the block? That's all I keep saying, block, block, block. I'm not so sure that either the jobs that you're applying to or the fact that you say, yes, I really want to work, is working for you. Is there a possibility that you don't want what you might think you want?
No, I definitely want what I think I want.
And what is it? Tell me what it is.
I want to go back into the federal government.
Okay. You're not tired of it?
No. I've been away from it for a little while, and I'm ready to go back.
Okay. My belief, my sense, what I'm feeling and picking up quite strongly, oh, boy, is... You think you may want it. I don't think it's going to be what you want after, let's say, you get it, if you get it. I think there may be another way, another type of work. You can do the same thing. I don't see it in the government. I'm sorry to say that, but it just keeps coming up with a bong, no to me. And I know I'm not giving you an option. I'm telling you, you know, how I'm seeing it.
Right.
Hey, I could be wrong, you know, but this is what's coming through for me at the moment.
Right.
You might want to look at something else.
Okay, Leslie.
Okay.
Well, sometimes we don't always get what we want to hear. So, I would honestly, I do kind of agree on the house thing of maybe getting someone to come in and. You know, like, you could do something as simple with the feng shui as putting two red flowers on either side of the front door, maybe hanging three little chimes or three little bells on red strings on the door handles, and that's going to pull in some positive chi into the house, and that may be, and put maybe a plant in the foyer or something like that that brings energy or hang a crystal there. You want to kind of energize it a little bit because I agree with Carol on that. So
absolutely.
That's my tip. Okay?
All right.
Thanks, Foxy. You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Good luck getting the job.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. You know, it's interesting to me, and even in Lexi's case, and sometimes, you know, it's like with the numbers, sometimes we see things, and we know that it creates our opportunities, our field of experiences and opportunities, the energy that's in our chart at any particular moment that's creating what's going on in our lives, right?
Yes.
It has infinite possibilities of how you know, I call it rocking your energy. You know, you want to rock those numbers. You want to take the best possible advantage of those numbers. And sometimes the tide is out and sometimes the tide is in. Sometimes you're letting go in order to get ready to bring something new into your life. You know, and sometimes people don't want to hear like, oh, don't tell me I've got to wait another year or whatever.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it's really hard when you really want to make people happy, but you can't always tell them what they want to hear. You have to tell them what you see, and sometimes that can make you, but that's integrity.
That's my
integrity.
Yes,
right.
That's why I always preface something, I don't preface it. I always tell them, hey, I could be wrong. You
right,
know,
right,
so that
right.
they have, everybody has free will. We know that.
Right. Right, and also I think that's a really cool thing, too, to be able to say, you know what, I'm not getting something or I might be wrong, because it's better doing that than to you know, kind of make something up or try to wing your way through it.
Yeah.
Again, some more integrity for Miss Carol Tolan. Listen, sweetie, we've only got a few minutes left on the show.
Okay.
I have to say that I very much enjoyed spending time with you. You are just... a delight.
Oh,
and I'm
thank
so,
you. You make that happen.
Well, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you on the cruise. Having a few, maybe a little toddies and, you know, a couple trips to the casino. Well, I don't know. dinner together. I'm really looking forward to that. Give everyone, you know, you've got a few minutes here.
Yes.
So give everybody your contact information, your website, if they want to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. The phone number to call me is 856-577-6700. And my website is
Carol, CaroleTollen, one word, .webs.com. And I would be more than happy to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Well, I know you would. And also, if you didn't get that information, if you're listening and you didn't have a pen or whatever, if you go to the front page of bbsradio.com and you click on Visible by Numbers on Monday nights, which is me, and when you scroll down through, you will find all the information that you need in order to visit Carol's website. You can link right off there and read her website, get her phone number. You do phone. I love the video thing. That is awesome.
Yes.
Of course, you know, that kind of takes all the fun out of doing readings in your pajamas, but that's just me. But anyhow, listen, sweetie, I appreciate you coming. I hope you come back, and I'll be seeing
Thank
you soon.
You. Thank you so
my
much pleasure,
for coming.
And thank you to everybody listening.
Right.
Bye-bye, right. Allison.
Bye-bye, Carol. And everyone, I'll be back again next week. Thank you so much, everybody that called in and everybody that's listening. I really appreciate your support. I appreciate the wonderful emails. I love you guys, and I just have a wonderful night. Talk to you soon.
In harmony.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.